All right, so Angela, tough spot within her relationship. Usually cheating, scandal involved, not the case. Let's get into it. Group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Angela says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm standing on the cliff of my marriage and wondering, do I stay or do I go?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
My husband and I have been together for 5 years, married for three. There isn't some huge betrayal story here. No cheating, no abuse, nothing like that, which makes us feel even harder because there isn't an obvious reason to walk away. When we first got together, we had those opposite qualities that balanced each other out. I felt like we brought out good things in each other, and there was a spark that made us work. And I still see little flashes of that sometimes, but over the last couple of years, it feels like we've drifted so far apart that now we're just complete opposites in the worst way.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I feel exhausted when it comes to our relationship. I don't even know how to explain it other than I have no emotional energy left. It feels like every day is some kind of drama or tension. And lately, I've caught myself wanting everything to just stop. I want to come home from work and just exhale. I want peace. I want space. And sometimes I feel guilty even thinking this, but I don't want someone attached to me every second of every day. We've been in counseling for 6 months. I haven't noticed much of a difference. Has anyone been in a marriage like this where nothing bad happened, but you just felt drained and disconnected? Did you stick it out? Did you leave? Can you regain that spark? I really need advice because right now I just kind of feel completely lost.
I feel you. No, I'm kidding.
I was just saying.
I'm kidding.
Is your wife on the phone yet? Because she's going to be.
Yeah, that's tough. And I wonder if she still, like, well, it sounds like all the spark is gone.
For right now, yes. I mean, she's just kind of really focusing on, like, all of the ways that they are opposites. And that seems to be like neon signs to her right now.
And then it's like, how do you regain the spark? Do you, how much do you fight for that relationship?
Yeah.
You know, try to remember what was it about your partner that you fell in love with to begin with?
And is he feeling the same way? Or is he...
I'm sure he feels
blindsided by this. I mean, I know they've been in counseling for 6 months, but we don't have his side of the story. It takes both of them to want to put the effort back in to reignite that spark and to, I guess, get a different perspective on their differences and make it go back to where it was bringing out the good in each other, being different in those ways, as opposed to what is the main reason that's driving them apart.
All right, 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is. It's an opportunity for you to, you know, come from a place where you've been and say, hey, this is what worked for me. This is what didn't work for me.
Yes, Angela needs all of those people that have maybe been in this place and, you know, you either got through it or this was your sign to go ahead and leave.
Move on. Yes, exactly. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up here next. It's group therapy. Angela's kind of in a tough spot with her husband. Typically cheating, typically scandal. She says there's none of that happening right now. She's just kind of like in a spot where she doesn't know if she should continue with the relationship.
Right. And it, there's nothing that is kind of like a smoking gun of why this should be done.
Yeah.
They were opposites, which seemed like they complimented each other at first. Now it seems to be like the main reason why they're not jiving anymore. It's like now all she can see is their glaring differences. Eric says weekend trip, unplug from electronics, communicate, dates, never stop dating your spouse.
That is kind of a... And I hate to use the word cliche.
Right.
But it really is one of those things where you got to keep just rediscovering yourself.
And, yeah,
you
know, reconnecting, no distractions.
We're all just humans, and we're all going... Everyone who's listening right now, you, me, we're all experiencing this life for the first time in this moment right now.
Yeah. And every phase or moment that you get to is kind of the first time you've been there.
Yeah.
Brittany says on Facebook, never been in your situation, but if you feel like your marriage and he is truly worth fighting for, I say continue the counseling. Mm. But if you were that unhappy and you don't want things to change, then cut him loose. He deserves some happiness too.
Shannon said, I walk away from 20 years for that very reason.
Ooh.
Athena.
She should divorce him.
Oh, really? There's no coming back from that?
Yeah. I mean, unless they got kids together. I mean, I was married forever and a day, and my ex-husband lives in Louisville. Being in love is being in love, but being married is totally different. And I'm 54 years old. I'm a truck-driving grandma, so yeah, that's my story.
Kind of like life is
no
too short.
How long anybody's with anybody, huh?
Life is too short, so don't spend it being miserable in a relationship if you know you're done.
Exactly.
Thank you, Athena. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Sharon says on Facebook, a lot of married couples have separate bedrooms in order to have their space and get the rest at night. It sounds like you've lost the spark and you don't understand why. Your age might have a little to do with it. As you get older in your relationships, your activities will change. People will change. Everything will be different. We can't control the destiny of what road you're on. You need to figure out what's, is it really him or is it you who is discontent with the marriage? If you really love him, you'll find a way. If you fell out of love with him.
Yeah.
That's you're going to stay. Different. Yeah, this is a decision you and your husband need to sit down and really discuss.
I think that every relationship goes through ebbs and flows.
Sure.
And like ups, downs, and it's
peaks
just
and valleys.
Yeah, peaks and valleys, being able to weather that with someone and with a partner. Now, if some things, you know, for mental health reasons or for whatever, is it's better just to cut and that phase of your life is done.
Yes.
You know, and move on.
Vicky mentioned on Facebook, you didn't mention if you had fallen out of love with each other.
True.
That happens. If you can't find that love again, it's not going to work. You have to keep the spice in your marriage. Date nights. A little pinch or slap on the butt.
You know what?
Taking
I say
a little page from the Ben Davis
grab
playbook.
And tickles sometimes work. You know, you get out of the shower, you just show your partner what you got.
Okay.
You walk into the bedroom, you take the towel off, and you just wiggle.
Why do I need to hear about wiggling? I can't look at you. I can't look at you when you just talk about wiggling.
I mean, my wife's going away to do some gigs this weekend. Okay. Nothing happened, but I was just getting out of the shower, just had to kind of show her.
There are some things.
I felt all right in the moment.
Oh, great. I'm really glad. I'm really glad you still got that confidence level between you
but
and
see,
your wife.
It was just for her eyes.
Okay, that's great. That is great.
In that special moment.
Okay, all right.
Kelly.
I'm feeling special about this whole conversation.
Look, you and I have worked together a long time.
We have.
I've never given that to you.
No, you have not.
See?
Thank you for that. Because that would be
there
awkward.
There would
need to be discussions. There are boundaries. Absolutely.
There are boundaries.
I just completely lost my train of thought. I had something to say. And now I just have visions in my head that I don't want.
The whole point in that is...
You paint pictures, sir, with your words.
Sometimes... That's all we have, Kelly.
Okay.
All we have.
Yeah. Some other people mentioned, too, friends. Spend time with your friends. You have friends. Maybe get some me time with some... Why is Michael saying wiggle, 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 wiggle? No, Michael. No, Gary. Sometimes you just need to give the lady the old helicopter. No. Jim, TMI, Ben. TMI.
I'm not saying that's going to fix everything, but sometimes there just needs to be a little like... You got to break down that wall. Of the tension that's happening.
Yeah, Jordan says...
Sometimes some things like that can help.
Okay, I really do think the spark can come back sometimes. Feelings like this usually don't change overnight, just like they didn't fade overnight. Marriage, yes, like you said, has peaks and valleys, and it sounds like you guys are in a valley right now. The fact that you're both in counseling and still trying says a lot. It's important to find the things that make you feel excited and fulfilled again. Maybe rediscover why you were drawn to each other to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes reconnecting with yourself first, though, can help create the space for the relationship to then reconnect.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yes.
All right. I think we've got a lot of good thoughts here.
Dr. Aaron, God bless your wife.
I say, I say that to her just about every single week. But my point is, sometimes you just got to be spontaneous. You got to, you got to break the tension with some levity and just a little bit
bring
of
bring flirting back to your relationship. Yes. Yes.
You got to be able to. And what's more vulnerable than being in that moment?
Are you talking about wiggling again or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Open the towel up just for the wife.
Okay. Angela, try some wiggling. Let us know how that works out.
Just open the towel up. Just hey, how you doing? All right.
Try to shock them a little bit. Do a little something that they're not expecting.
Look, I'm,
shake things up.
I'm not a professional. Don't get mad at me if it didn't work. But I'm just saying it could help.
You know what, Ben? I did what you said. And you give terrible advice.
You give terrible advice. Danielle, is that how you flirt, Ben? I don't know how to flirt anymore. I just do that through to my wife, and she just accepts it, I guess.
Oh, wow.
All right. That is group therapy. Keep us posted. Yeah. And look.
Angela, good luck. I know it's really, really hard right now, and you're feeling a little lost. But hopefully, if you can... if you can dig deep and say, I still deep down love this man and I want to try to make it work and save it, then put your efforts into that basket.
All right. Good luck. Here's